The guys finished up strong today. Today was a red zone day. We didn't do a lot of team. We did more group, where it was just offense and defense separate, and then we came together and ran a 7-on-7 without the linemen, obviously, and did that in the red zone. So we got plenty of work in, a lot of snaps. I was happy with the effort, and do we have a long way to go? Well, yeah, we've got to keep working, and we've got a lot of work to do once we get up to St. Joe there. And then it's important that the players continue to work, which they'll do. They've got programs, and they'll work their programs, and when they come back, they'll be ready to start cranking here and get ready for that first game against Jacksonville. Time's yours.
Coach, usually a coach, when he sees his team for the last time before they break in training camp, has a lot of words of wisdom to pass on. You said you gave them a plan, but what other things did you tell them as you're not going to see them for a little while?
Yeah, just keep working. I mean, you spent a lot of time here this offseason getting yourselves where you need to be, and mentally and physically. And let's just keep building on it, and they'll do that.
What are your thoughts on the 4 weeks of practice that you just finished up with?
Yeah, listen, I mentioned before, I like the effort. The guys came out, and they gave us everything they had, and I appreciated that, both in the classroom and on the field. I thought the retention was good, especially in between breaks. Sometimes you give guys a couple, 3-4 days off for the weekend, and then they come back and they've lost something. That's not the way this crew was. They took it up another notch every time they came in. I appreciated that. I think we have good leadership on this football team, and you need that. I look forward to the training camp part of it. We get them in pads, and that's an important step. That builds another part of the foundation for the long season that you're dealt with in the National Football League.
You like where you are with the roster right now?
I am. Yeah, I am. Now, does that ever mean that we're that John? You know, John's always looking. And his crew. So you're never sitting still. I mean, that's just not how you operate. And John and his group will continue to keep their eyes open.
A lot of people have said you're having more fun. Dick with me the other day said it. Are you? Does this feel more fun than maybe those last couple years?
Yeah, listen, this is a good group of guys, good coaching staff. Not that I didn't have that before. I'm enjoying this. I am enjoying it. It's good to be back coaching a little bit more than what I was doing at the on the field coaching with the offense. Than maybe what I was doing before. And I know Coach mentioned that. I mentioned this when we first got here. Sometimes change can be good. I think it's going to be great for the Eagles, and I think it'll be good for Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm enjoying it.
Is there kind of more off your plate that allows you to be a little more hands-on coaching here? Or?
Well, listen, I enjoyed that phase for the time that I did it. I'm enjoying this part too. So it's different. It was just a little bit different. I was more involved with the personnel there. It's great to have John here doing that, and got ultimate trust in him. And not that I didn't in Philadelphia. That's not what I'm saying. But I have ultimate trust that he's got that under control and is rolling.
Is that more what you were looking for, though? Like someone you could really, I guess, lean on in that capacity?
Well, I had a lot of trust in Howie, so I don't want that. And Tom Hecker before that, I had a ton of trust in him. So those guys, I trust in. I was just asked to do a little bit more there, and that was fine. For that part of my career, that was great. I'm glad to be doing this. I'm enjoying this.
You have a thought in your head as to how far you want to get in this 4-week phase and how close to that maybe somewhat tangible goal did you get as far as the work was concerned or what you were able to put in?
Yeah, well, listen, you have an idea, yes. You come in with an idea. I think we probably even exceeded that a bit. It's important. You can put a whole lot in, but it's important that the fundamentals and techniques are there too, so on both sides of the ball and special team. I thought we were able to maintain the fundamentals, techniques, get better at those at the same time, the players were studying so stinking hard that their retention was good enough where you could add a little bit more than maybe what you thought you could.
You mentioned the importance of retaining information. Now that you're going into a break period, how do you make sure that those guys do that and don't lose some of the work you put in?
Well, that's one of the things I just reminded them, to make sure they stayed on top of that. And they've all got their notes, and they can go back through those and review them. And so when they come back sharp and ready to go.
What are you allowed to do with the rookies now?
Well, we're done right now. We're allowed to keep them another week. We've had them plenty here. They've all stayed very disciplined, and they've all been here, so it's been very productive.
Yeah. Can you?
And then we can bring them back a little bit earlier than what I'm not doing that. We're good with what we've got done with them.
And with the veteran guys or even rookies, what is their access to the facility? Is it open to them at any time?
It is for another week. Yeah, they've got. Actually, a couple weeks. They've got access to it. Yeah.
What do you see now that half the receiving corps is new? There's new place all over the place. But some of these veteran guys like Adelia are trying to make this roster. What have they shown you 4 weeks in? What do they got to show you 6 weeks from now to stick?
Well, we need to take that next step. So this has been in shorts, and we've got to get in pads. And you're challenged both mentally and physically to another level once you're in pads. It's tougher when you're that tired to concentrate day in and day out. But so we'll see how that all works. And then you go through the preseason games and you have a chance to see guys there. So this is just part of the evaluation period. We'll take the next part. We'll be, once we get to St. Joe and then you add the games on to it, we'll evaluate that.
Do you get a better look at these guys when you're back outside with all the rain we had in the indoor, or does it make a difference?
Oh, I don't know. It was good to see the punters punt. Other than that, you can everything else you can do indoors.
All right. Last two. When you brought in Tyler, he's behind guys who were either drafted or signed by the organization in the offseason. Has he shown you some good things over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you, he did a nice job. He did a real nice job. You never know till you get him here. He's in a good room. So he's got good examples around him as players. And then he's got coaches that have played the game and the position in there. And so he's embraced that and really focused in, and I thought did a nice job. He really improved every day. It's a cliche. He was a bit like a sponge, just taking everything in. And I was impressed.
You looked like you had a pretty strong arm.
Well, no. We knew that. Yet. Yeah, no, we knew he had that. Okay. Yeah, no, he's got a gun there, so he's a strong arm. Yeah.
You had striped shirt guys on the field for this mini camp. Are those in training NFL guys, or are those guys going to be on the field this fall?
No, they're in training. Those are college potential National Football League officials, but they're in college now, and they're working their tail off to. Be able to possibly take that next step. And a couple of them, well, you saw Carl. I mean, you saw a couple of guys. They're old-time officials, and there were two of those. And then
you had three tryout guys in. Yeah. See anything interesting there?
Yeah, well, it was good to get the guys in there. They were all in the secondary, so it's good to get them in the mix. And I thought they did some good things. They had to get their legs under them a bit after that first day, and I thought they picked it up a little bit as it went.